Now, for the past 8 years, they've been working on the streets of Cheltenham. From flip-flops to water, as well as a listening ear, the street pastors have been supporting and caring for the night revellers in the town since December 2009. Well, last night at Holy Trinity in Charlton Kings, another group of pastors was commissioned. And joining me this morning is Cheltenham team leader Myra and local chair of street pastors Nigel Bennett. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Morning.
And thank you for both coming in on this inclement day of weather. Let's start with you, Nigel. Let's talk about last night. How many were commissioned last night then?
10.
And where did they come from? All over the place?
Well, basically Cheltenham people, different churches, yes. Mm.
So what do they have to go through to get commissioned then, to get to that point of commission?
A series of training and understanding how the operation works and how people work, looking for vulnerability in people they find on the street. So it's quite an intensive training, and it's repeated every 2 or 3 years.
So how many, all pastors are retrained, are they, 2 or 3 years?
Yes.
Right, so they go through a process of retraining.
Yeah.
How many have you got there now, then?
Just under 60.
So, and how many, do you know how many they have in Gloucester? Because they obviously, there's also street pastors over here.
I think it's mid-20s.
Right. So do the two work closely together? Is there a sense of Gloucestershire street pastors, or is it quite autonomous?
They're basically autonomous, but the training, we try to work with them.
Right.
And with other people, we deal with people as far away as Wrexham,
right,
because you want numbers for, you know, economy of training.
So what would you explain? How would you explain the role of street pastors? What's their role?
We are there to walk about quietly and to help with a listening ear, or if somebody's not well, give them the comfort they need.
Mm. And what would you say to those, and I've heard it said a number of times in the past, that you being on the streets on Friday and Saturday actually encourages revellers, because they know that no matter what they do, you know, they'll get picked up and looked after with flip-flops, water and all the rest?
Well, you can get up to 20,000 people in Cheltenham on a night, and I can't imagine that 20,000 people are coming out just to see us.
Mm. But you take my point. I
understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Coming to you, Myra, I mean, why did you become a street pastor then?
I heard about it being set up in 2009. Mm. I have to say, I just discounted it. I like, right, to be in bed at 9 o'clock, yeah, at night, usually. But my minister at Salem Baptist Church, he said, have you thought about it? Each time I said no. Twice he asked me. And then a friend said that she was going to do it. And within 24 hours of that friend mentioning it to me, I just felt, this is something I have to do. I really felt God had put it on my heart, and I had to do it. So I applied.
And how long ago was that then? That's right at the beginning.
Years,
you were at the beginning.
Yes, one of the first, yeah.
So what time do you go on the streets, as it were?
We start by meeting at the base. Mm. We meet at the Salvation Army at 9:30 for a time of prayer and to make everything ready, all the bags and the radios and the phones. And then we go out at 10. And usually the evening gets split up into 3 sessions, and we'll have a break in between each. And that is if we have enough street pastors to have a break and leave some behind.
So how often do you do it?
Every 4 weeks.
So it's every month you're out on the streets of Cheltenham?
Yeah.
In all weathers?
All weathers.
Other weathers.
Yes.
And how does your faith sort of, I'm presuming that at the heart of this is your faith. I mean, do you,
yes,
see people, do you see these people as people to encourage to become Christians?
Obviously, you know, we would love the whole world to become Christians, but we are not there to preach. We are simply there to demonstrate God's love on the streets by trying to help people, meeting them where they are. We don't preach to them. If they want to ask us questions about our faith, we will answer. But we really just want to be a practical demonstration of God's love.
And coming back to Nigel again, I mean, are street pastors exclusively Christians, or are you working with other faiths? Are you working with the local Hindus, local Jewish, local Muslim communities?
No, it's Christian only.
Right. So would you see that as broadening out to work with other faiths?
Not at the moment. I think Ascension Trust, which is the overall people who look after street pastors, would have to come to a view on that.
Mm. But can you see it happening at some time in the future? Would you encourage it?
You could always. Would I encourage it? Yes, I would encourage it. Yes, I could see it happening. Mm. But, you know, I guess like most things in this nature, it's slowly, slowly.
Yeah. And what about more? You've just trained, you've just commissioned some new street pastors. Are you looking for the next lot then?
Yes.
And how do they go about that?
Well, people volunteer normally. We're very happy to talk to them, interview them, and then if they're acceptable, start the training.
Well, thanks for coming in, both of you, this morning. I'm very grateful because it's not the greatest morning to come in, and you have come in. So, and were you on the streets last night, Mike?
No.
Were you on the streets last night?
No, I wasn't.
So you both had a night's sleep?
I've had a bit of sleep, yes.
Good. Don't feel guilty. Have a lovely day when you can, OK? Many thanks to both of you, to Mara and to Nigel. There we are, from the Street Pastors in Cheltenham.